All right, let's do this. Time for a deep dive into a world that, I'm betting you've never really thought too much about. Two-shot molding.
Okay.
You sent in a whole bunch of articles on it, so I can already tell that you're kind of intrigued. But after this deep dive, I have a feeling you're going to start to see it everywhere.
You really will. It's fascinating how much is all around us.
I knew it was a thing, but to be honest, I always thought it was just like for making toys or something colorful.
Yeah.
But then I started reading through all your sources and wow, the applications are like way more diverse than I ever would have thought.
Oh, for sure. The sheer ingenuity of it all, too, using just one process
Right.
to combine different materials to achieve both aesthetics and function,
Yeah.
it's really quite remarkable.
So let's break it down for our listener here.
Okay.
They've obviously done their research, but maybe we can start by highlighting some of the key industries where two-shot molding is really like the sting of the show.
Well, the electronics industry is a great place to start. I mean, think about something like your phone case. It
Right.
has to be durable, but it also has to have like that sleek and modern look.
Right.
Two-shot molding allows manufacturers to seamlessly integrate different materials to achieve both.
So it's not just about slapping two different plastics together.
No. There's real material science happening here.
I like that.
Material selection is crucial.
Wow.
They have to have properties that are compatible for bonding, and each material has to perform its specific function.
Yeah.
So, for instance, a phone case
Okay.
might have like a rigid outer layer for protection
Okay.
and a softer, more flexible inner layer
Yeah.
for shock absorption.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
And the fact that it's all molded as one piece, as opposed to like being assembled from separate parts,
Right.
that seems like a huge advantage.
It really is. It streamlines production, reduces the risk of any parts coming loose,
Okay.
and of course, it enhances the overall durability.
Gotcha.
And from like a design perspective, it really opens up so many
The
possibilities.
automotive industry was another one that really jumped out at me in these articles.
Yeah.
Who knew that two-shot molding was so important in car interiors?
It's everywhere.
Seriously.
Dashboards, door handles, steering wheels,
Wow.
even those intricate details that you see on gear shifts and control panels, it's all thanks to two-shot molding.
Yeah, I'm especially intrigued by how they use it to create those soft touch surfaces. You know, the ones that just feel so good.
Yeah.
Like my car steering wheel has this amazing grip that's both comfortable and secure.
Right.
I'm guessing that's two-shot molding magic.
Most likely. And that's a perfect example of how this process
Yeah.
goes beyond just aesthetics.
Okay.
So by integrating a soft touch material
Yeah.
with a rigid structural core,
Okay.
they're enhancing both comfort and functionality.
Makes sense. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. The medical device industry, that seems like a totally different ballgame. What are some of the unique applications of two-shot molding in like healthcare?
Well, hygiene is so important in medical settings, right?
Right.
Two-shot molding allows you to create devices
Yeah.
with those smooth, seamless surfaces that are so easy to clean and disinfect.
Okay.
Think of things like probes,
Okay.
handles on surgical instruments, or
Yo.
even housings for sensitive electronic components.
So it's not just about making things look nice, it's about safety too.
Exactly. And ergonomics is also super important
Right.
for those medical professionals who use these devices for hours on end. Two-shot molding allows for the integration of soft grip materials, reducing fatigue and improving precision.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
In a field like healthcare, where precision is absolutely crucial, even the tiniest design detail can make a huge
Oh,
difference.
absolutely. Take surgical instruments, for example.
Okay.
By combining a durable, sterilizable metal with a soft, textured grip, you're enhancing the surgeon's control and the patient's safety. It's really hard to achieve that level of integration
Right.
with traditional manufacturing methods.
You know, you really think about it. It's amazing how much thought goes into designing something as simple as like a toothbrush handle.
Oh, yeah. And that's the perfect example of how two-shot molding is used to create everyday objects that are both functional and enjoyable to use.
Right.
Think about that soft, grippy texture. It
Yeah.
just makes brushing your teeth a bit more pleasant.
Or those colorful water bottles with the built-in grips
Right.
that just feel good in your hand.
Exactly.
It's crazy to think that this one manufacturing process is behind so many different things.
I know, it's remarkable.
I feel like I need to go on a two-shot molding scavenger hunt through my house now.
You totally should. You'll start to see it everywhere.
I bet I will.
But before you do that,
Yeah.
maybe we should dig a little deeper into why two-shot molding is often the better choice compared to some of the other manufacturing methods out there.
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty. We've talked about some of the advantages, but what are the real game changers?
Right.
Why are designers and manufacturers increasingly turning to this process?
Well, one of the biggest advantages is just efficiency.
Okay.
Combining multiple materials and manufacturing steps into one streamlined process saves time, reduces labor costs, and minimizes waste.
Makes sense.
And of course, all of that translates into some serious cost savings in the long run.
Right. So even though the initial tooling might be a little more complex, the overall production process becomes more efficient.
Exactly.
Less waste, less time, less money.
And that efficiency also leads to higher product quality.
Okay. How so?
Well, the seamless integration of different materials reduces the risk of defects.
Okay.
And it improves durability.
Yeah.
Leading to products that last longer.
So it's a win-win.
Totally. A win-win for both manufacturers and consumers.
And it's not just about practicality. Two-shot molding really opens up a world of possibilities for visual variety and design flair.
Oh, yeah.
Think about all those vibrant colors, unique textures, and intricate patterns that we see on everyday objects.
Right.
That level of visual appeal is just so hard to achieve with other molder techniques.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's funny, as you're talking, I'm like realizing how much I've just taken for granted the design of even the simplest things.
Yeah.
Like my toothbrush has this little rubberized grip. And now I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's two-shot molding.
Right.
It really is everywhere.
It is. It's like we're uncovering this hidden world of design and engineering.
Totally. One of the articles that you sent over mentioned the customization potential.
Right.
And that really caught my eye. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Of course. Two-shot molding offers this incredible level of customization.
Okay.
In terms of both aesthetics and functionality.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You're basically creating one part from two different materials, so you have a ton of flexibility to work with.
So what kind of customization are we talking about here? Can you give me some examples?
Sure. Let's just stick with a toothbrush for a second.
Okay.
Imagine a toothbrush designed specifically for kids.
Okay.
With two-shot molding, you could create a handle that's brightly colored and ergonomically shaped for smaller hands.
Okay.
With a softer, more gentle bristle material for sensitive gums.
I see. So it's not just about creating one single product. It's about creating like a whole range of options.
Right.
Tailored to specific needs.
Exactly.
What about in other industries like consumer electronics?
Oh, the possibilities there are vast.
Really?
Take headphones, for instance.
Okay.
You could use two-shot molding to create ear cups with a rigid outer shell for durability.
Okay.
But then have like a soft, comfortable inner lining for noise isolation and a snug fit.
That makes sense.
And then you can customize those materials even further, you know, offering different levels of firmness or even integrating things like touch controls.
Oh, wow. So you could have a whole line of headphones.
Yeah.
Each with a slightly different feel and functionality.
Exactly.
But all using the same basic two-shot molding process.
Exactly. And that level of customization also extends to the look of the product, too.
Right.
Think about all the different color combinations, textures, patterns that you see on electronics these days.
Yeah.
Two-shot molding lets you achieve all of that visual variety without compromising the durability or functionality at all.
The article also mentioned car dashboards.
Mm.
How's two-shot molding being used to customize those?
Okay.
Because those seem like pretty complex parts.
They are complex, but that's where two-shot molding really excels.
Okay.
You can create dashboards with different textures and color combinations, which allows car manufacturers to offer a wider range of choices to their customers.
Makes sense.
And you can also integrate different materials to create what we call functional zones.
Functional zones. What's that?
So imagine a dashboard where the areas that are frequently touched,
like the steering wheel or the gear shift, are made with a softer, more tactile material.
Okay.
But then the areas that need to be more durable, like the instrument panel, are made with a harder, more scratch-resistant material.
I gotcha.
And with two-shot molding, you can seamlessly integrate all of that into a single cohesive design.
That's really cool. So you're like designing the dashboard to be both aesthetically pleasing and ergonomically optimized.
Exactly.
That level of customization has got to be really important for the luxury car market.
Oh, yeah.
People are looking for that really specific look and feel.
Absolutely. And that attention to detail extends to the medical industry as well.
Okay, let's talk about that. We talked about the importance of hygiene and ergonomics in medical devices.
Right.
But are there ways that two-shot molding is being used for customization in that field too?
For sure. Think about a medical device with a bunch of buttons and controls.
Okay.
By using two-shot molding, you can actually color code those buttons.
Really?
Which makes it way easier for healthcare workers to quickly identify the right function, especially in high-pressure situations.
Wow, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It's like those color-coded keys on a keyboard.
Exactly.
It just makes things so much easier to use.
Exactly.
And in a medical setting where precision is so important,
right,
those little design details can make a huge difference.
They really can.
Yeah.
You can also use two-shot molding to create tactile guides on medical devices. Making them more accessible to users with visual impairments.
Right.
Or you could integrate different materials to create specific areas that are easier to grip.
Okay.
Which reduces fatigue for healthcare workers who are using those devices for a long time.
I see. So it's about making medical devices more user-friendly, more accessible.
Right.
And ultimately safer for everyone involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as technology keeps evolving,
yeah,
I think we're going to see even more creative applications of two-shot molding in the medical field?
Well, researchers are already exploring the use of biocompatible materials in two-shot molding.
Okay.
Which could open up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah.
For implantable medical devices.
Wow. So we're not just talking about improving existing products.
Right.
We're talking about creating totally new possibilities.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this field.
It really is.
It's not just about making things, it's about making things better.
I'm totally convinced now two-shot molding is way cooler than I ever gave it credit for.
Me too.
But let's be real here.
Okay.
There have to be some challenges involved.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't all be easy.
Of course, every manufacturing process has its complexities.
Right.
And two-shot molding definitely has its own unique set of challenges.
All right. So give it to me straight.
Okay.
What are some of the things that can go wrong?
Mm.
What are the potential pitfalls?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is material selection.
Okay.
You need to find two materials that not only meet the functionality and aesthetic requirements, but that also bonds together properly during the molding process.
So it's not just about picking two materials that you like.
Right.
You have to make sure that they're compatible.
Exactly. If they're not compatible, you can get what we call delamination.
What's that?
That's when the layers start to separate.
Oh, no.
Which obviously compromises the structural integrity of the product.
Right.
And could be a real safety hazard.
Yikes. Okay. So material selection is critical.
Mm-hmm.
What else do designers need to watch out for?
Tooling design is another crucial part.
Aye.
To create a good two-shot molded part, the mold itself needs to be super precise.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about two separate injection points.
Uh-huh.
Really precise timing.
Okay.
Carefully controlled temperatures.
Gotcha.
All to make sure that both materials flow and solidify correctly.
So if there's any kind of misalignment in the mold, it could lead to defects.
Absolutely. Common defects include flash, which is excess material that squeezes out of the mold, and short shots where the mold isn't totally filled.
Oh, wow.
And these defects not only affect how the product looks,
right,
but they can also weaken its structure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot of room for error here.
Yeah.
Is two-shot molding a really expensive process?
Well, the initial investment in tooling can be higher than for traditional molding.
Okay.
Because you're essentially creating two molds in one.
Yeah.
But as we discussed before, the long-term cost savings from that increased efficiency
right,
usually outweigh that initial investment.
So even though there are some challenges, it seems like two-shot molding is a pretty powerful and versatile technique overall.
It really is.
Are there any limits to what you can do with it, though?
Well, one limitation is just the size of the parts that you can create.
Okay.
Two-shot molding is generally better for smaller, more intricate parts.
I see.
When it comes to larger components, other manufacturing methods might be more practical.
Gotcha. And what about the types of materials you can use?
Mm.
Any restrictions there?
There are a few. The materials need to have compatible melting points.
Okay.
And flow properties.
Makes sense.
To work together properly in the molding process.
Yeah.
And you always have to consider the desired properties of the final product.
Uh-huh.
Things like strength, flexibility, chemical resistance.
Okay, so it's not like a totally limitless process.
Right.
But it still seems like there's a lot of room for creativity and innovation.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Yeah.
It's a constantly evolving field with new materials and techniques coming out all the time.
Right.
The possibilities really are endless.
So speaking of possibilities, what do you see as the future of two-shot molding?
Ooh, good question.
Where do you think this technology is headed?
I think we're just scratching the surface of what we can do with two-shot molding
Yeah.
as new materials are developed and manufacturing techniques keep advancing.
Right.
I think we're going to see it used in even more innovative and unexpected ways.
Can you give me some examples? What are some of the things you're most excited about?
Well, one area that I'm really interested in is the development of new materials.
Okay.
As we discover new polymers and
Yeah.
composites with unique properties, the possibilities for two-shot molding will just explode.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Okay, imagine being able to create two-shot molded products that are self-healing,
Woo.
or that change color based on the temperature or the light,
Oh, wow.
or products that are super strong and lightweight,
Yeah.
but also biodegradable.
These sound like materials out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right? But this is really the direction that materials science is headed.
Wow.
And I think two-shot molding will be right at the forefront of this revolution.
That's amazing. Are
Yeah.
there any other trends or advancements that you're keeping an eye on?
Definitely. Another exciting area is the development of more sophisticated molding techniques.
Like what?
Well, for example, researchers are experimenting with using 3D printing
Okay.
to create the molds for two-shot molding.
Wait, so you're using 3D printing to create the molds
Yeah.
that will then be used to create the final product.
Exactly.
It's
It's a
crazy.
total game changer because it allows for so much complexity and
Yeah.
customization
Right.
in the mold design. So you could
Oops.
potentially create two-shot molded products with really intricate shapes and features.
Absolutely. And it's not just about complexity.
Yeah.
3D printing lets you create molds with internal channels and cavities,
Right.
which opens up even more possibilities
Right.
for those multi-material designs.
This is blowing my mind. I can't even imagine the products that will be possible.
It's truly revolutionary.
Yeah.
And it's just one example of how these advancements in molding technology
Right.
are really pushing the boundaries of what we can do with two-shot molding.
That's incredible.
I think in the next few years, we're going to see even more amazing innovations.
Yeah.
That'll totally transform how we design and make products.
This has been so eye-opening.
It has been fun. I'm so glad we decided to do this deep dive into two-shot molding.
Me too.
You've given me a whole new perspective on the things I see every day.
It's always fascinating to explore
Yeah.
the hidden world of manufacturing
Right.
and to discover the incredible ingenuity
Yeah.
that goes into making the things we use every day.
You know, it's really kind of amazing how much we take for granted the ingenuity that goes into like all those everyday objects that we use.
Yeah.
Before this deep dive, I never would have thought that something like two-shot molding
Hi.
could be so fascinating.
It's a true testament to human creativity,
Yeah.
our drive to constantly innovate and improve.
And speaking of improvement, one of the things that really stuck out to me in our conversation was that emphasis on user experience. It seems like two-shot molding isn't just about making products that work. It's about making products that people actually enjoy using.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, user experience is so important these days.
It is.
People want products that are intuitive,
Right.
comfortable, and aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
And two-shot molding gives you the tools to make all of that happen
Right.
in a really seamless way.
It's like you said earlier, it's like a more holistic approach to design,
Exactly.
where form and function are kind of intertwined.
Totally. And I think that's what makes two-shot molding so compelling.
Yeah.
It's not just about making things,
Yeah.
it's about making things better.
Making things better. I like that.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about that whole sustainability aspect of two-shot molding, which we kind of touched on earlier.
Right.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how that might evolve in the future.
I think sustainability is going to be a huge driving force in the future of two-shot molding.
Yeah.
I mean, as consumers are becoming more and more environmentally conscious,
Right.
manufacturers are going to have to prioritize sustainable practices to
Well,
stay competitive.
so it's not just about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's a smart business move,
Yeah,
too.
exactly. And two-shot molding is really well positioned to help companies achieve both.
Okay.
We're already seeing that shift towards more sustainable materials,
Like what?
things like bioplastics and recycled plastics. And I think that trend is only going to accelerate.
What about the energy consumption of the molding process itself?
Right.
Any potential for improvement there?
Absolutely. Manufacturers are investing in energy-efficient machinery and processes,
Okay.
and I think we're going to see more and more innovation in that area.
Right.
Research into using renewable energy sources to power molding operations is really exciting.
So maybe someday we'll have like solar-powered two-shot molding machines.
It's definitely possible.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that's what's so great about this field.
Yeah.
The potential for innovation is limitless.
Are there any specific areas where you think two-shot molding could have a really big impact on sustainability?
One area that I'm really passionate about is waste reduction.
Okay.
Two-shot molding lets you create complex parts in a single step, which eliminates the need for assembly, and that minimizes waste.
So it's not just about using those eco-friendly materials, it's about reducing the overall amount of material that's being used.
Precisely. By designing products that are more efficient
Yeah.
and use less material,
Right.
we can make a real difference.
This has been so inspiring.
Well,
I've learned so much about two-shot molding,
too glad.
but I've also gotten this like whole new appreciation for how design and manufacturing can contribute
Yeah.
to a more sustainable future.
It's really exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay.
Now that they know a bit more about two-shot molding, I encourage them to kind of look around
Yeah.
and examine those objects in their everyday life. You know, they might be surprised at just how many things
Right.
are made with this pretty incredible process.
It is.
Who knows, maybe they'll even be inspired to come up with their own innovative ideas
Yeah.
for how two-shot molding can make the world a better place.
It's a great challenge.
It is. Thanks again for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious.